Just wanted to have a quick chat about the cultural center that you guys just broke ground on. Are the baskets in the Smithsonian going to be put in that center as well?
Yeah, we have a memorandum of understanding with the National Museum of the American Indians, and there's a collection of not just baskets, but other material. At the turn of the 20th century, there's this big fear that all Native people are going to die off. So there's a number of these collectors that were sent out, and early anthropologists were sent to Eastern Canada to study or to record our people, both Mi'kmaq and Holostic people, as well as others. So as we dove into a photo collection that we were shown from Fredericton, we began to start to put together a story of our own. So there was probably 100 pictures, and they were brought to us in the summer of 97. And throughout the images, our people were being asked to either model things or to show some of the cultural material that they owned or had, and Frederick Johnson would take their pictures. So we didn't realize at the time that those collections associated with those photos were at the National Museum of the American Indian. Our ancestors from various communities in Mi'kmaq were asked to sell Johnson items or to model different things. He asked one family to show him the steps of building the wigwam. These photos, which were black and white, really started to come to life because we were seeing the actual collection in full color that were photographed in the book. So there was this whole effort by a number of early anthropologists to record who we are and who we were and bring that back and into different collections. And there's more than one, right? And there's over, I think, 880,000 artifacts from all over the America, right? Mostly North America. So at the same time, we're seeing records and we're seeing collections made available. We're already in the process now of designing and thinking about Mi'kmaq Rite of Bird. Because Mi'kmaq Rite of Bird is not being built because of the collection.
Right.
Mi'kmaq Rite of Bird is being built to protect thousands of years of ancestral sites that were being, you know, under attack. Our former executive director of the tribal council, Donald Julian, said, we're the only ones that are going to protect it. So I'm going to put together a plan. And from that moment forward, in early 99, he went to the assembly of Nova Scotia. It actually started in 89. It took him 10 years to formulate a plan by 99 to go to the assembly of Nova Scotia Mi'kmaq Chiefs. He said, look, if we don't protect these ancestral sites, they're going to get obliterated, right? And they'll disappear.
Right.
And, you know, they took his advice, gave him the mandate to begin working on a plan for the Mi'kmaq Rite of Bird Cultural Center. So as we went through the next 5 years and developed the concept, put together a business plan, how can we build a center in the bird amongst ancestral sites, you know, and what are going to be the key features. So the group of elders that he assembled, a good majority of them were educators. And when he brought them together in 2002 with the idea that we're going to build this center from the inside out, meaning that we want to know what's going to happen within the center and then build around it. And the elders' advisor established three things that they wanted to clearly do, and that's to share our story, because our story is not being told very well in this province. We wanted to protect our past. As I mentioned, we talked about collections not only at the National Museum, but there's collections all over the world. And the third thing is that, you know, we need a place to continue to ask these important questions, to have important conversations, so exploring our history. And so from there, we started to put a plan in place. But at the same time, the nation is in the process of acquiring the lands to protect it. So the lands in question were provincially owned, and the province was in the process of handing over the land to the county of Colchester, as it was mostly a business park. We intervened. We said, no, you can't do that. There's a need for you to consult with the Mi'kmaq Nation, and we see the importance of these ancestral sites being our responsibility, as well as provincial and federal government, as it was a National Historic Site, as well as a Special Place Protection Act on it since the 70s. As time went on, we negotiated and set aside under the province over 1,200 acres of land. But not only did we do that, we also made sure that before any other disturbance happened on any of the transfer land, that the County of Colchester were required to do archaeological assessment and before they could sell any of the land. So that process really has helped us maintain and control knowledge of ancestral sites. We've spent the last two decades testing. We've asked the county to do their test. We not only, it's the law that they test, right? So we've carefully carefully placed our cultural center, not on, in and amongst the ancestral sites. So we're going to be on site. Without being on site to care for these ancestral sites, nobody else is going to. We're in rural Nova Scotia. We're amongst a business park. So until we have an actual building in place, we're taking the necessary steps to protect this ancestral home. You know, it's going to change the way the province of Nova Scotia shares our culture, right? Yeah. How we share our culture with the Mi'kmaq of not only Nova Scotia, but of Mi'kmaq. As you mentioned, you're from Newfoundland, and we have folks from New Brunswick and PEI, Iroquois, and Quebec and Maine. So, you know, but our project has been driven by Nova Scotia Mi'kmaq chiefs, right, in this location. And you know, Don has been looking to protect it for now 36 years, right? So we're getting there. So the driveway and the utility corridor is our first phase that we need to get into the center. So the driveway is 1.2 kilometers. We started grubbing and started to build a road in there and utility corridor coming to a different shorter access route, which the water, sewer, and the power lines will come through. Okay. Right? So,
yeah.
And so we're hoping that that phase will be done by July. We're still in our detailed design for the architecture of the center. So we had one model built, the architecture, and the cost kept escalating because of the current situation in the province, right? So we've been carefully just moving forward, but we said, you know, the cost has ballooned to like $55 million. There's no room for it. So we've spent the last few months decreasing that budget. So we're down to about $48.3 million. We've raised $36.3 million of that through our funding partners at the province, at the federal government, as well as a number of our bands that have contributed to this Nova Scotia. We have our own fund development campaign going on. So we've raised $7.2 million of the $12 million goal so far. And we're hoping that, you know, the generosity of Canadians, mostly Maritimers and Nova Scotians and family foundations, will support this worthwhile initiative.
Was there anything else you would like to say about the whole project?
Oh, sure. As I've mentioned, these are some of the longest outstanding goals of the nation. You know, we were protecting ancestral sites from over 11,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, we're creating access, permanent access to our cultural objects and archival materials, right?
Right.
Returning world-class collections to a world-class facility. It's a $48 million facility. And why cost significant money? There's a number of things. It's to care for collections, you need that climate-controlled space, mm-hmm. right? You need staff that know how to care for ancestral material. And it's not only about collections, it's about what? It's about education, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to provide year-round educational program for learners of all ages, right? We often have questions, right? So mm-hmm. we want to prioritize Mi'kmaq research and knowledge growth, right? We want to give you as a young researcher and now storyteller, you know, the opportunity to sit down and get firsthand information about your people, our people, from, you know, a reliable source, right?
Right.
That's important for us, right? So, and I think lastly, I'd say that our assembly knows Nova Scotia Mi'kmaq chiefs. We don't have a formal place for them to come together. They often meet in hotels and, you know, convention centers. So we want to provide a large gathering space within our own ancestral land that will accommodate, you know, our 13 chiefs and our council members from all the communities to come together for gatherings, right? Because we'll have Maui-Omi grounds, like powwow grounds there for folks, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be very important to support healing journeys from many, many people. You know, a lot of us share that common experience of the residential schools, day schools, right? So we see programs there for survivors and descendants. So we want to take care of that healing journeys for many people in our communities, right? And that they can come and they can be with collections. They can come and they can read about and have pride in our story, right? And our mm-hmm. stories have always been portrayed as something to not be proud of, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the importance, like I said, of Moglet and
yeah.
Stella going to D.C., seeing the collection, saying, what are they doing here? Like, you know, we got to get them home. They're in a cab. Mm-hmm. They're saying, how can we help get them home? Let's have a basket auction. And
yeah.
lo and behold, they came home. They figured things out. They put the word out there because they're so cherished and loved by our people. Lo and behold, their Facebook page grew to over 1,100 people on it, and mm-hmm. the bidding was over, number of days, then their thoughts of, oh, like, well, we're only trying to raise $5,000, and then they're coming here on Thursday to our office to bring the donation of $30,249 and whatever cents, right?
Right.
So that's
awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I was following up with them. That's so great to hear. Okay, thank you so much. Take care, Tim.
All right. Bye.
Bye.